Well, it might be good if you'd pray for me. We know we need the Lord's help. I'd like to start with Colossians 1, 13th verse. It says, "Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son." Think about this scripture and the two kingdoms that's talked about here. There's a kingdom of darkness and there's a kingdom of light. The kingdom of his dear Son. If I was to ask you to give me the similar qualities of those two kingdoms, what would you say? What's similar about them? That's about it. They're kingdoms. They have rulers. There's power of influence. There are some things to say that's similar, but in the actuality, there's no similarity in what they are. And he says that he would to deliver us from the power of the darkness. And in this darkness of sin, I see it on a daily basis. The dishonesty, the corruption, the defilement. I see it and hear it. It's evident. Everywhere I go, I see all people want to be happy, but they don't know how to get there. The kingdom of darkness doesn't answer that. It promises it in many ways, but it doesn't ever fulfill it. It can't do it. It's a powerful kingdom. Yes. It engulfs the human race.
That's true.
It's everywhere. This kingdom of darkness. But there's a promise made that there's another kingdom.
Yeah.
And there's one that can deliver us from this. I didn't choose it, folks. I didn't choose no kingdom of darkness. I was born into a kingdom of darkness. It's the situation of all humans coming into the world. We come into a kingdom of darkness, and it influences us. I've been influenced by the darkness of this world. It's everywhere.
Yes.
It's everywhere. I wouldn't recommend that you do it, but if you was to do it, you'd find out that the our popular culture is saturated. The entertainment world is saturated with this kingdom. It's what promotes it. People sing a lot of songs, folks. You ever think of how many songs have been penned and written? How many of them are influenced by the power of darkness? The entertainments, the things that's written, our political systems, our political world, everywhere that you turn, the power of darkness, the kingdom of darkness is showing itself. If you would open up and say it, it's obvious that there's a kingdom of darkness. I'm influenced by it, you're influenced by it. I can go to the grocery store. In the checkout, the influence of darkness is on there. Trying to insinuate that for some reason to our young girls this is the way you ought to look. It don't fulfill you to look this. Something in you will be satisfied to look this way. You can see it in our popular fashions of the day. People that have no business wearing what they are. It's only a facade of what they want to be. The kingdom of darkness is influencing all that in people's hearts. Well, but there's a hope here in this, because the scripture says that he would deliver us from the one kingdom. Translate us from that kingdom, out of that kingdom of influence and all of that, into the kingdom of his dear Son. I'm telling you, that's a wonderful thing, but it is totally opposite.
That's right.
One another. It's totally opposite. I can't find similarities in what it wants to do for us, because there's none there. Now, again, I'm not have any intention of being any way political here. It's not the place for it if there is one. This definitely isn't the place for it. And I wouldn't want to be guilty of it. But I do want to talk about some things that's in the political world. Because there's a real argument and debate in the country we live in about immigration. And I want to just say offhand that I love everybody. It don't matter who you are, where you from, or what poor place you find. I love everybody. And I don't believe that I'm a better person for being an American. I don't have that belief. God loves everybody. We're all equal in His sight. That's just the way I believe it. I met a young girl up in Maine when we was up there. I got to talking to her. She was about 20 years old, and she was Asiatic. And I got to talking to her where she was from and what she was doing there. And she's telling me this. And I said to her, I'm glad you're here. And she kind of looked at me with a little half smile on her face. And I said, because I like everybody. And she got a big smile on her face and said, yeah, yeah, I do too. So I love everybody. But there's been a thing about our country that if you come to this country, we have values.
That's true.
We don't have many now, but there's things that we believe. And it's always been this way that if you're coming from another kingdom, another place, you come here, we speak, it's an English-speaking country.
Yes.
So we're going to require you to speak English to learn it. Because that's what we are. We have a constitution. We don't have some other law that we go, we have a constitution. And we want you to raise your hand and say, I'll live by that. And I will live by the laws of this country. When they become, and it's called, if you've ever heard this, it's called assimilate. It's called assimilation. And we want, and if you come, and again, I ain't being political, I ain't making a point, I'm just making a, I want to use this as an example, because if you're going to come from this other kingdom into this one, we want you to assimilate to it. We want you to become a part of it. We welcome you to it. But if you do come to this, you're going to have to assimilate in. Because we're not interested in anything else. Well, you know, whether that'll continue to work in countries and all that thing, I don't know hardly what to say about it. But I'll say this, that when the Lord translates us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son, it's total assimilation.
Yeah, that's true.
I see people that try not to. There's people that don't want to assimilate. It's like saying, well, you know what? Where I come from, we don't speak that language. I speak another language from where I come, and it isn't fair for me to come into this kingdom and start speaking a different language. But I want to tell you, the Lord has a different language for us to speak. He has a language of the heart that we speak. He wants us to speak in integrity and honesty of heart. He has a different language. And we are to learn that language and understand that different. You know, he said he'd put a new song. I don't want the new song. Well, no, wait a minute. This kingdom has a new song.
Amen.
You're going to quit singing the old song.
That's right.
And sing the new song. And it's the way we assimilate into it. And we don't promote no longer. As the sister from Honduras used to sing, the way I live, I live no more. That cigarette I used to smoke, I'll smoke it no more. She sang, that makeup I used to put on, I'll put it on no more. That short skirt I used to wear, I won't wear it no more. I'm going to assimilate from the desire and the passion and the idea of what I'm going to promote. I want to promote. We all promote what we like and want. You don't have to say anything to promote it. You promote it by your life into what you do. And the Lord wants you and I to assimilate into. It's like I say into the body, but we're only assimilated individually into His dear Son. I assimilate into His dear Son. I want to be able to talk with the Lord in the language that He speaks. I want to be able to come from that. And the Lord is a... Listen, we can debate it in this country. That's for you to decide whether you want to or not. But you can't debate it with the Lord. The Lord don't want you bringing the kingdom of darkness into His kingdom. Do you know that the Lord's got his own law. It's a law of perfect law of liberty that he had, but it's a law. And law means that it has punishment for denying it. It has enforcement to it. It's a law. There is a law. It's a perfect law of liberty. It's the law of the gospel. There is rules to living this way. And the Lord has written the rules for you and I to live and to understand. But the only way to really do them, it isn't to write them down and all be robots to them. It's to have the heart. The heart for it. And that's why he has to translate that in from the darkness of this, that our hearts are changed. Folks, don't try to live for God in the world. Don't try to bring in the darkness of the world into the kingdom of His dear Son, because it won't work. You can't bring it from there into the kingdom of His dear Son. In the kingdom of His dear Son, there are no defilements in this kingdom. This kingdom's pure. And you can't drag the defilements of the world into this kingdom. You can't up and say, I don't want this way. So, Lord, help us tonight. I want to be saved. Many people make that step of salvation. But it's more than making the step of salvation. It's assimilating into Christ. The word assimilate means to bring to a likeness, to cause to resemble, to become similar, to be converted into a like substance. To be converted to a like substance. So, the assimilation is the one we are willing to open up ourselves and become what Christ was. And in order to do that, and this scripture is plain on it, that He would translate us from the one. He didn't say He was going to mix them. It can't work that He mixes them.
That's right.
The one is completely put aside. The one is completely out of the bounds. And the other is completely taken on. We can't mix them together. It's not assimilating. It's making a different kingdom.
Amen.
The kingdom of His dear Son has a certain order and a certain way to it. You can't bring hatred to your brother into the kingdom of His dear Son.
Right.
It don't fit. It's not. It's a part. It is a part of the kingdom of darkness. You can't bring the lust of your flesh into the kingdom of His dear Son, because it don't fit in the kingdom of there. You've got to assimilate yourself unto this. And Lord, help us, because as I try to walk this life, my victory in the Lord is going to be in my ability to assimilate to this kingdom. It's really the answer to our fellowship. The Scripture says it plainly, that if I walk in the light, or I'm in the kingdom of light, as He's in the light, if you do it and I do it, we will have fellowship. Well, we didn't try to put on some false fellowship. Let's all get together. Let's all get together and let's all get a certain type of shirt for the men. Women, you can get the same part. And we can really prove something to this world. We can prove that we're locked, set, we're marching together. We'll get timing down and we'll step at the same time and we'll show them that we can get together. That's not fellowship.
No.
Fellowship is when that I have committed myself and I'm walking in the light as He's in the light. You're walking in the light as He's... And you know what? Automatically, I've assimilated. And now the value that I have in my heart, you have in yours. The thing that I hate, because I hate the darkness of this world, I find that you hate the darkness of this world. When I stand up and say I've seen something that was awful today, you'll say amen. When I say I saw something that was beautiful today, you'll say, oh yes, I saw that too, it was beautiful. When I have sympathies, I find that my brother has sympathies. When I have a disgust of something, I find my brother's disgusted by the same thing. Because the same motivation is working in all of us. The same idea is working. We're assimilating. But in Christ, we're assimilating to who He is and what He is. When I said, I love everybody, do you know most everybody in here acknowledged that? You know why? We're assimilated. We're assimilating. We know we're supposed to. We want to. We love everybody. We're assimilating because we know Jesus loves everybody.
Yes.
You know, we'll be challenged by that sometimes because not everybody treats you just right. And we're challenged by that. But we know what kingdom we're from. We know what kingdom we're from. We know what we're... You know, revenge is in the other kingdom. Hatred's in the other kingdom. Malice is in the other kingdom. All those things are in the other kingdom. That's not my kingdom. But I want to be in the kingdom of His dear Son. And folks, we're going to have to assimilate to that. We're going to have to become in the same substance, in the same likeness of that. And Jesus was so diligent in His life to live a way and show us the pattern of life. It's more than Him saying, this is what you ought to do. We can look at the life that He led and see how He performed in it. Because He gave us an example that we should follow Him in these things. And He did it so that we can assimilate and become like He is, because it's the ultimate experience, Christian experience. It's to be like Christ. It's all there is. It's to be like Christ. More like Christ. My heart is praying. More like Him. Assimilating more, because He's got this kingdom. And me dropping off the things of the world, the things of darkness off of there, and saying, no, the language, I want to say this, the language is so important because every once in a while somebody at home will get up and they'll testify. And if they're testifying, I'm standing there saying, that's right. I wasn't there with them, but the language is there. They're saying my heart. They're saying the same thing that I understand and I know and I feel. And that the language is there. I understand it totally and I'm there with them. Amen. That's my language too. That's my language. That's part of my experience. So I want to put off the language of the whole world. The old thing. I want to put off the old language. I want to drag my language in from the darkness of this world. The way we thought. You know, there's a different pattern of thinking. What's your agenda? Do you have any agendas? I want to say this: if you've got any agendas, check your agendas. What you're trying to do that? Because there's really one major agenda for us, and it's an eternal agenda. When I say I don't want to be political here, I'll be honest with you. I got political opinions. But I got something that always overrides my political opinion. And it's the eternal opinion.
Yes.
It's eternal. It's the things that I would say, if that's better for souls, Lord, bring it on.
Yes.
If this means there'll be more souls come to your kingdom, I don't care what my opinion is. Bring it on, Lord. This is an eternal opinion. That's my heart. I want to see people saved beyond what I want this country. It's not a nationalistic view to me. It's an eternal one. Lord, help us. Because the Lord wants us to be removed from the one kingdom. If you're in that kingdom tonight, I want to tell you, there's a promise of the Lord that you can get out of that kingdom. The Lord made a way that He would translate you out of that kingdom of darkness. But you're going to have to be willing to assimilate. You're going to have to be willing to drop off the old things and get rid of them and assimilate into the new one. I want to look at a scripture. Oh, let's see, Matthew, I think, is 101. I've used this scripture many times. Matthew 13 and 33, with just one verse. Another parable spake He unto them. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till the whole was leavened. When I'm trying to think about this scripture many times, use it in things, my mind's not always very accurate, it's very good. And so my mind kind of runs this way. The kingdom of heaven is like unto what? The kingdom of heaven is like unlike a woman. No, it wasn't like a woman. The kingdom of heaven is like unto meal. No, it wasn't meal. It's important. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven. That's what it's like in this parable.
Yeah.
Leaven is a live ingredient.
Yeah.
It's active.
Yeah.
It's not dormant. Leaven causes reaction. The kingdom of heaven causes reaction. It's supposed to cause reaction. It's turning something from one substance to another. That's what it's doing. It's a live element that puts in there, small in its introduction. Doesn't have to be big. Almost never is big. It would be a waste to put it in there the same size as what it is. It wouldn't need to grow that way. Of course not. It's put in there in a small amount with the idea that it's a perfect worker. It's perfect. It's going to do its job in a period of time. The leaven's going to do what leaven does. The given of this scripture is the difference between putting leaven in the meal and just water.
Yes.
Water will only wet what it's touching. The only thing it can affect is what it's touching. It's the equivalent of false religion. False religion only goes as far as it touches. It doesn't grow anywhere else. It doesn't move. It doesn't go anywhere. So I can be religious, but it don't affect other areas of my life. My religion is when I'm religious. That's all it is. But that's not the kingdom of his dear son. That's religion. Folks, we don't want religion by itself. We don't need it. It's useless.
That's right.
Salvation is like leaven. The kingdom of God is like leaven. It wants to work and through. And what does it do? It wants to work. It's going to work until the whole lump is assimilated.
Yes, it is.
It's changed from one substance to another substance. And when it gets through its work, you can grab a hold of it in any place in the lump. And you'll pull out the same thing that was put in.
That's right.
The kingdom of heaven, though it's small in its seed, He wants to put it, translate us and put it into our hearts until it starts to move through all of our life until at the end of the process, we're still being worked on, thank God, but at the end of it, that you can grab, I'm going to tell you, you can grab a handful of saint and you're going to get Jesus everywhere. That's what it's supposed to happen. Wherever you get a hold of Him at, you're going to come away with Jesus. That's the real experience. Lord, help us to assimilate. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven. A woman puts it in 3 measures of meal and it works just all of its way through because this is the reality of it. They say a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. Your salvation is only as good as your weakest place.
Yes.
Well, Lord, help us. But that weakest place needs to be assimilated.
Yeah.
We need it to go. I tell this story quite often. But I knew a guy, and I liked him real well. He was a coal mine owner. And during the time that I worked for the company that worked for him, during that time, he got saved. And I appreciated that.
Yes.
I'm glad for anybody that names the name of Jesus and testifies to their conversion. And he did. And I had no reason to doubt it because the man come from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And it was evident, and I could hardly go to be with him that he wasn't wanting to talk about Jesus, which I'm totally for. But the period of time went on. I was talking to him one day. He had got involved in his church group, and he was doing this, and he was doing that, and got to talking to him one day, and he was upset about some business dealings and things, and I made the comment, which I totally believe this. I said, the Lord can help you in that business deal. I totally believe it. He ain't not limited to those kind of things, and if you're in a legitimate business deal, why wouldn't you put the Lord in it? I'd put the Lord in it if I was doing something. Lord, help us here. And if it's not right to do, turn it around, block it, whatever. I've known many people believe that way. And the Lord's good that way. And I made the statement to this brother. I said, the Lord, we'll pray for you. The Lord can help you with that. And he said, listen, I don't mix business and religion. What he was meaning is I'm going to be as shrewd as I ever was. I'm going to do whatever it takes. In my business, I don't mix the two. I was heartsick over that. To me, that was just a plain, awful statement because the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven that's put in there and you can't help from it getting there. It's supposed to work that way. You can't be dishonest in business, folks. You can't cheat on your taxes, no matter if it's the government. You can't cheat people just because they got it. You can't steal something just because they got more than you do. You can't make excuses for your life.
That's right.
You've got to assimilate from the darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son. And when you get into that place, then you find the reality of living for God. And it goes into everything, and all of a sudden you find out that no matter where it's at, I've had places, especially I had a few events I used to preach about a lot. I'll spare you of it. But I was places in my life after I first got saved that I really needed the Lord's help. And the Lord helped me. And then when the trial came, and the trial comes. And when the trial came, I found out that the leaven beat the trial there. And I thank God for some of the events that I had that I thought I'd never respond that way, and the leaven outrun the trial and got to my life before the trial did, and they got Jesus.
Amen.
Because the Lord was working in my life. Thank God for it. And you know what? You're going to have to be willing tonight. You're going to have to be willing to put aside the kingdom of darkness.
Right.
If there's darkness, a part of that kingdom in your life, it's like saying, I appreciate your country. It's a better country than I've got. I've got poverty in my country. I don't have chance and opportunity in my country. And I want to come to your country where I've got opportunity and there's so much to offer. I want to come there. But I'm going to come to your country and I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to go by my own laws and I'm going to live my own way and I'll speak my own language in my own way and I'll do it my way. Well, you might get by with that in this world, but I want to tell you, you can't do that when it comes to Jesus. Jesus is not going to accept you saying, I'm going to speak my own language in your kingdom. And I'm going to have my own attitude in your kingdom, and I'm going to do it my way in your kingdom. You're going to have to assimilate to what the Lord has for us. And I'm going to tell you, take the package, folks.
Yes.
Because it's so much better to have the leaven in the whole lump. It's so much better to be leavened all the way through. And then there's peace there. There is a place there that no matter what's touched, that's Jesus.
Yes.
I want to look at another passage of Scripture, Jeremiah 33. It says, thus saith the Lord, if you can break my covenant, this is 33 and 20. Thus saith the Lord, if you can break my covenant of day and my covenant of night, and that there should not be day and night in their season, then may also my covenant be broken with David, my servant, that he should not have his son to reign upon his throne, and with the Levites, the priests, my ministers. As the hosts of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sands of the sea measured, so will I multiply the seed of David my servant, and the Levites that minister unto me. I make a covenant, he said, with day and night. I'd say it's pretty sure that the day is going to come. And it'll be followed by another night. It's always that way. And the Lord was saying here in this idea of it that as sure as I've made a covenant that you can look and see that I'm telling you right, it's unbroken. My covenant with day and night, I told it to do it. I made a covenant that I'd do it and I've done it.
Yes.
That I would give unto you a sun by day and the moon and the stars by night. And I kept that covenant from the ancient time. Has God not kept His covenant of night and day?
Yes, He has.
He said, as surely as it is, I'm making a covenant with David that there's going to be a sun for that. You know, it's an amazing fact to me about... Now, the Jews weren't always faithful. We know that. But it's an amazing thing to me to look at the Jewish nation.
Yeah.
And what God instilled into those people. Now, I want you to think about this. They never assimilated in the world. Have they? They never assimilated. They were pulled out by God, and to this day, they haven't assimilated. They are still Jews. They was Jews when there was no kingdom to be called home. It's an amazing idea in our world. Even though they didn't have a literal place to call their country and their home, the Jewish nation never ceased to be the Jewish nation. They never lost their belief system. They never lost their belief system. They kept it through no matter what. They kept it. They still keep it to this day. They never let the outside forces touch them. And there was a promise of the Lord. I won't go too far into that, but there was a promise of the Lord saying as soon as there's day and there's night, and I kept that promise. There's a promise to us, folks.
Yes.
As sure as day and night, that I'll keep you from this world. You don't have to assimilate back into this world. You can be separate from this world, and you can be kept separate as sure as day is day and night is night. I will keep that covenant with you all the way through. You can be assured that if you want to live this way before me, I'll separate you out of the world, and you can do it for the long haul. You can do it.
Amen.
You know, we don't have to let the kingdom of God... I'll be honest with you. It's getting to be quite a place. Now, isn't it? I mean, I've lived as long as some of you all, but I got saved back in the 80s, and since I got saved, the movement of this world... I mean, it's been incremental, so you don't pay that much attention to it, but if you'd have popped from the 80s into now, you'd have wondered what had happened. And it ain't stopping, folks. The kingdom of darkness is getting is really having a pull. The darkness is coming ridiculous. Ridiculous intelligent beings are thinking completely outside the idea of biology, of understandings of things, of definitely of scriptural and eternal things, and they're going completely wacko.
Yes.
It's the kingdom of darkness, folks.
Yes,
it's a kingdom of darkness, and the desire people have for it. And the desire to push this thing, this kingdom has a head that's called Satan, and everything God says, he has tried to tear it down. Do you know that one of the principal things that the Lord said in creation was that male and female made he them?
Yes.
Do you know that's under attack because it was one of the Lord's crowning things?
Yes.
And because it was his crowning thing, the devil is fighting that and saying, look at what I'm doing. I am destroying the very idea of what you said you'd done. They're not even believing that now. You know, a lot of people, I find it mind-boggling, but it is true in the kingdom of this. But unto us, he said, as sure as day is day, and night is, we don't have to be overtaken in our day. And you can shudder at the idea that if it's changed that much, it's a thousandfold. It's running hard. What is going to be the generations ahead of me? If the Lord tarries, what's my children going to face? And what are we going to face? And you can have that kind of mind, but I'd rather have this mind. As sure as day is day, and night is night, the covenant will hold. That there will be a people that I have pulled out. And I will keep that people. And when you can break my covenant with the day and the night, then you can break my covenant with them. And you can't break it. It's unbreakable. God is going to give. And if you and I are willing to live for the Lord. It's been proven. You think of Babylon's attempt. I think a lot of people did assimilate from, I think it was obvious that they did. But you know, there was people that was carried off captivity that went into Babylon that would not assimilate.
Yes, sir.
They wouldn't assimilate. They become, God raised them up, gave them prestige, honor, and all those things, but they refused to partake of the things that was of that kingdom. They said, we will not eat the king's meat. We're not going to eat it. Well, I'm not going to assimilate to that. I'm not going to be changed back into that. The Lord brought me out of that. And I'm not going back that way. I'm going to stay with the Lord. And then Daniel comes along with the same idea. Here's Daniel. He never assimilated to it. He kept true to God all the way through. And no matter what happens in this world now, our victory, folks, I'm going to tell you, if you're going to have victory on the long haul, I'm going to tell you what it is. Get out of the kingdom of darkness. Assimilate into God's kingdom. Wholesale. This is all about Jesus. My life's all about Jesus. It ain't about the other things. I don't have to. No matter what it is, I'm out of that kingdom. I'm away from that. I shun everything that's wrong and is fake and is a lie and everything that's distorted. I put all that aside. Lord, help me. Lord, help me to love the truth, love the things of God. Another scripture we'll look at. Oh, let's see, 2 Corinthians. I think I'm wanting, maybe the 6th chapter, 1:17. I'm going to go back to the 16 for the thought. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? Well, I suppose it shouldn't have nothing. I'm assuming that the answer to that, what agreement does it have, is none. I sure hope it's none.
Yeah.
What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. I want to tell you, that's a high place to put us. That we're the temple of the living God. You know that the New Testament doctrine isn't the tabernacle any longer. It isn't the Solomon's temple anymore.
No.
It isn't a house or a great dwelling that was built. If it was, and the glory of God was in something like that, we'd do our best and our greatest diligence to build the most fanciest, the best, the most beautiful tabernacles we could, wouldn't we? But that ain't what it is. He said He comes to dwell in us. The temple of the living God is us. Translated from the power of the darkness of this world. Take it out of that. What a great gospel story. People without hope that is caught in drug abuse. All kind of habits and sins. And entangled in all kind of stuff can be translated. Out of that and made beautiful for God to dwell in. Through His blood. Oh, I'll tell you, it's a beautiful story. What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Well, that sounds like that's all that would take then. Hey, if we isolate that scripture right there, that's all there is to it. But He didn't isolate the scripture there. And there's a reason for it. You just don't go dragging the other kingdom with you.
That's true.
People want to.
Yes.
Why? I wouldn't know. It's so contrary. I don't want the things that cause me all that.
No.
That's what I want to get rid of. But He didn't stop and just say that. That's a wonderful thing. I will dwell in them and walk in them and I'll be their God and they shall be my people. That's good. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. You know, all of a sudden, and it happens that you check the Scriptures and don't see. If the Lord don't say what I'll do, then He'll turn around and say what you'll do. It's the way it is, folks. God doesn't do it all. This is a covenant between us and Him, and we've got a place, we got something we got to do, and one of the things we got to do is turn our back on the kingdom of darkness. And all that its influences and all that it is, I got to turn my back on. Said, be you separate. I think I wrote down a definition for that. Separate. To set apart.
Yes.
To disunit. To disunify. Breaking off. To sever or to divide. I'm going to sever myself from that influence. I'm going to sever myself from my fellowship with it. I'm going to separate myself out from it. Come, who comes? I'll do it for you. I'll make you do it. I'll cause you to do it. Nope. I'm going to lay this one right to you. Come out of her, my people. Be ye separate, saith the Lord. Don't touch that unclean thing. It'll get you. It'll get you. You can't be a king. You cannot be a child of the kingdom of God. You can't be a member of the kingdom of God and take the world with you. Because He says here, I will receive you. So He won't. Now the Scripture is in the 5th chapter of 2 Corinthians. Wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we Him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, this is the gauge, folks, that the Lord give us. Are you in Christ? Brother Bruner used to say quite often, if what you're doing isn't working, throw it away and get something that will. Because this will work.
Yes,
and if it ain't working, you ain't got it. So get rid of it. Get rid of your religion. Somebody tell him, so I'll sit on a little bit all the time and say, well, I throw that away. It ain't working. God's got something going to work. So He says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. He is a new creature. There is a change. The translation is too much. It's too big. It's too powerful. It's too wonderful. There is a translating power of God from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son that makes a new creature. And if there's not a new creature, you need to think about it. Because it's a new creature that He's after. He's wanting to translate. He's wanting us to assimilate to what He is. We change our old ways and we become leaven to Him. You get a little Christ out of us. I'll be honest with you. Don't think that I'm testifying above my life, because I didn't say I've had my failures all along the way. But I want to tell you this. In our attitudes, in our thoughts, in our motives, and in our deeds, should be Christ. And when we are willing to assimilate totally to that kingdom, and we put off... Do you know, we got a wonderful thing, and I marvel at this, both myself and for all of us, I marvel at this at times, how little many times we use the Scripture for the attitudes of our lives. And it's got the answers, folks. I mean, it's got the answers for what we should be able to use the Scripture to live our life by. Because it's all there. And any time I'm wondering about it, I can find a passage of Scriptures that tell me how to do it.
Yes.
And how little it's used. And how little I can really say, this is what I ought to do. It tells us how to forgive. It tells us how to love. It tells us what to do to get grace. It tells us how to do it. It tells us how to surrender and what to do. Oh, we need to use the Word of God. It's part of the assimilation. As I come into this kingdom, I make my vow to Christ and His Word that I'll live my life.
Yes, that's true.
Lord, by Your Word. Thus saith the Word of the Lord. Trumps every opinion all my opinions and yours. The Word of God trumps all of that. It's above everything. It's above my opinions and everything else. This is the way I live my life when I've assimilated myself to it. This is the Word of God. Totally the Word of God. He says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Some of the old things are passed away. Anybody catch that? Some of the old things are passed away. No. Old things. The old kingdom. The old attitudes, the old way is passed away. This is the premier idea. Oh, this has been quoted many times, hasn't it? How many times have we said to those that have come, this is what it's about. A new creature. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. I want to tell you, this is so contrary to the world. It is so contrary to the world. Folks, this is the way we need to live our lives. In a world where the truth is just hard to corral, it's so disappointing sometimes. When you can't catch up with the truth, it's so hard to get. It should never be named among us. We should love the truth. And you know, we should tell the truth even if it hurts our cause. Ultimately, we're a part of a kingdom that's always true. Well, it's an eternal thing. So sometimes swear to your own hurt and change it not. Sometimes you can say things, but I can't afford to do it any different because I'm of a different kingdom. The rules of this world, of this kingdom, is different for the rules of the other one. The other kingdom promotes self-will. The other kingdom promotes doing whatever you can to get ahead. It promotes a certain amount of shrewdness and ability to outdo the old things. All those old folks, listen, we're still human, and we'll find ourselves many times playing the little games. You know what I'm talking about. Husbands and wife, they do it all the time. You know the little games that people play? I just want to challenge us. We're in a different kingdom. We're not in a kingdom. We're not in that kingdom. You know what the definition of a lie is? The intent to deceive. You can say exact wording and to try to deceive somebody with it. Good lawyers can do it. You can say exactly. Good, true people know how to say something to get somebody to believe something where you can't say you lied. But you know what? That don't work in God's kingdom.
No.
It don't work. It don't work. It shines out. It's as big as a mountain, folks. You say, well, a little white lie. It's a mountain. It's a mountain. You can't do that in this. Lord, help us to assimilate to God's way, and trust in that covenant that I can live assimilated. Do you understand what I'm saying? In God's kingdom. When I assimilate, I'm telling the old kingdom, they don't like it. They don't like it. And this is just the truth, and you can look back in history at it. The thing that got the children of Israel in trouble, the Jewish nation, and then the Christian nation, the thing that was always troubling to their enemies was the fact that they claimed the singularity of God.
Yes.
The Jews said, the nations around them said, this is God, God, you accept our God? Well, we'll put another one in there. Jehovah's okay with us. No, there's only one. What? Along comes the Christians into the Roman world. The Romans had so many gods, folks, they'd have took another one on. They didn't really care that there was a God that they called Jesus. Until they started saying, Apollo ain't no God. These other gods ain't gods, folks. And that was the problem. And I want to tell you, our world today is okay with the word God for the most part. Just don't mention Jesus. Now, they're getting less interested in the word God. I'll say that. But Jesus just puts them irate. Because it brings it down to, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father except by me.
Amen.
I didn't say that. He did. I've got to assimilate to that. How am I going to live in a world where I live that way? I won't be accepted.
No, you won't.
And it's going to be less and less as we go. How am I going to stay? And God says it plainly. I made a covenant with day and night. And I make a covenant with you, my people. You can reign right here in this world. And when they can break my covenant with day and night, they can break my covenant with you. First, they'll have to break. Before I can go under this, they'll have to stop the sun from rising in the morning. That's a powerful statement for our faith. That I can live holy, righteously, and godly in this present world. I can stand for Jesus under every circumstance and know that the God in heaven has backed me with a covenant. And I can look and see the sun come up in the morning and say, it's all right with me. I may have to stand alone, but I won't be the first one that did. I won't be the first one that done it again. Hey, it said of Jesus, he tread the winepress alone. There was nobody there pressing it with him. He done it. He's the only one that could do it. And he stood alone. And from that time on, the grace of God is there to enable you and I to assimilate into Christ and be successful in doing it. And if you're here tonight and you feel like you've been lacking in that assimilation, I assure you God is ready to help you assimilate to what He would have. You pray for me.